I was born June 24th, 1991 in Flint, Michigan. I flew the fuck out of McLaren after I was expelled from my mother. Destined to be one of the dopest motherfuckers to ever grace the land. But of course that don't come without a struggle. So let me pop that bubble and let this urge leak. Living in Rangers and less than ideal, that's corporate weak. The beginning of a freak life. I thank God for family love, right? Mike and Jennifer, helping lend a helping hand. And change your dippy diapers and your fucking man. Yeah, and now put it rough over the head of the three of us. And still I question if the three of us was playing, or am I another accidental man? I suppose it's a question that died along with them. I'm just along for the ride, friend. Back at the beginning, in and out of houses, struggling to keep food in the mouths of the stress of a child building up. And the cup, half empty, it was a half full. I got work, props as a lazy asshole, and they wanna work for shit. And forced mom to have multiple jobs, and they never brewing hazel for that shit. But props, it was all about magic and Buddha. Not trying to move it, live like Buddha, thinking he's slick like a ruler. Growing up, he wasn't forced to do shit. Living with Grandpa Randy, Grandpa Jack, and Mama Marion. His mama wasn't there, but dipped the fuck out after burying him. That shit had a tear in him. And filled him with tyrant's blood on some fuck life. I'm only gonna do what I love and stay true to that. Never fake, also if you don't like it, then fuck you, fuck face. Never a fighter, more of a lover. I still wouldn't put it past me, more of a motherfucker. It's just the birth, the beginning of it all. Brahma fell asleep and dreaming. Without his navel, I shot the cradle with rock. The cradle with rock. This is the birth, the beginning of it all. Brahma fell asleep and dreaming. Without his navel, I shot the cradle with rock. I still laugh at pictures of Grandma Debbie holding me in the hospital smoking a cigarette. It's wild that times have changed, instead the human mind's the same. The love for my mother's parents is something more worthy than cherished. Without them, your mans would've fucking perished from ignorance and carelessness. Or I would've been lost to the same abyss that my father was kicked in. It's the idea that me fucking sick, friend. That's why I vomited with a pain. Mom's always had an and puppet to lean on at a times of struggle. Shit must have felt like magic to a muggle. I'm guessing that's why they chose the roles they did, even with a kid. Still, mom stayed working to pay for the bills of the fucking drug habits of Flint Town thug savages. Pop stayed with pop, but mom's developed a crack habit. Like to wild the fuck out and not give a fuck about this shit. This should have been the main priority, just another flip minority. But the majority thrives, the clique just wanted to get high. So that's what the fuck they did. With little to no thought for the kid, Jack. Just enough to keep me alive. A blessing from God to survive. Built with a fighting spirit like a fucking brewhead. So fuck it, I don't do that. Maybe the next motherfucker will be a necro. I was born G. Mine's with a lace neck with a stiletto. And left you for dead in the fucking ghetto. Left you for dead in the fucking ghetto. This is the birth, the beginning of it all. Brahma fell asleep and dreamed it, and at his navel I shot the cradle with rock. This is the birth, the beginning of it all. Brahma fell asleep and dreamed it, and at his navel I shot the cradle with rock. This is the birth, the beginning of it all. Brahma fell asleep and dreamed it, and at his navel I shot the cradle with rock.